with his pride, and in a moment Gloria was sobbing in his arms, her lovely face miserable as frightened little girls. Meanwhile, they kept unfolding to each other, unwittingly by curious reactions and evasions, by distastes and prejudices and unintended hints of the past. The girl was proudly incapable of jealousy and, because he was extremely jealous, this virtue piqued him. He told her recondite incidents of his own life on purpose to arouse some spark of it, but to no avail. She possessed him now, nor did she desire the dead years. "Oh, Antony," she would say, "always when I'm mean to you, I'm sorry afterward. I'd give my right hand to save you one little moment's pain." And in that instant, her eyes were brimming and she was not aware that she was voicing an illusion. Yet Antony knew that there was days when they hurt each other purposely, taking almost a delight in the thrust. Incessantly she puzzled him, 1 hour so intimate and charming, striving desperately toward an unguised